Christopher Lair, director of the New Harmony Music Festival and School here in WBAA Studio, to talk about the festival. It's coming up July 7th through 13th. Chris, great to have you aboard chatting with us about that.
Hi, Greg. It's a pleasure to be here, of course.
Let's talk about starting it. This is the second year of the festival and school. Tell us what inspired you to even begin such a project.
I have been involved in Moab Music Festival, which is a chamber music festival in Moab, Utah, and also the Carrymore International Music Festival in upstate New York. I've always loved traditional music. I've always loved classical chamber music. And a la Leonard Bernstein, I always believe that all music is music. But one of the things that brings these different styles together, chamber music and, say, traditional music, is they're unamplified. When I came to a New Harmony 2 years ago to play for a memorial service for Jane Owen, who was one of the big heiresses down there, I saw these beautiful venues, these beautiful spaces for music, and the town itself is like a garden. All the streets are tree-covered. It's all the very best that rural Indiana has to offer, a little town of 750 people. And they've been very welcoming to the musicians, to the students for the school, and open to the music. When we realized we wanted to bring traditional music and classical chamber music together, that spot seemed like a great spot because there seemed to be a lot of cross-fertilization of other things going on there as well. There's a lot of painters, potters. There's this great soap company down there. They make all-natural ingredient soaps with just amazing fragrance. And USI Historic New Harmony has looked after the buildings, as have the Owen and Blaffer families for many years down there. So it's a very scenic. There's a beautiful inn. The New Harmony Inn is there. And people kind of tool around in golf carts around town, which I find charming.
Tell me about what goes on over the course of the week with the school and with the festival. You have music in different places every night, and you have a school where how many students come and what do they do?
Well, our max, and this is only our second year, the maximum amount of students we can have is 28. We've got about 22 this year, including some scholarship students that are local individuals. As far as the students go, our youngest student was 10. Our oldest student was 87 years old. And we have a huge return. Almost 90% of all the students are coming back from last year, and we've just added a few more. The teachers range from Arno Sussman, who is the student of Itzhak Perlman and won this Perlman Fellowship, so he's his assistant right now. Natalie Haas, who's a great Scottish traditional cellist, but who also studied with Fred Sherry at Juilliard and toured with Mark O'Connor. Paul Wadil, who's like a 30 years Broadway guy, who's played in the pits of all the different shows. My friend Susie Petroff, who's like the dance caller for the week. We have lots of fun activities for the students so that they can study in different classes. If you're a classical fiddle player, you can learn something about Irish fiddle from Patrick Orso, our Irish fiddler. If you're a traditional fiddle player and you want to learn something about life in the fourth position on the violin, you go study for an afternoon with Arno Sussman. The classes are small. The students are there for 7 days, but it's sort of Monday to Friday for the classes. And then they just experience the music festival on the weekend. And we feed them and house them. And the concerts start on Tuesday, the 9th of July. If people want to come down, we'd love to see them. The first three events of the festival are free. The first concert on Tuesday, the 9th, is in the Richard Meyer Athenaeum, a very beautiful place. We're going to do a showing of Harmonista, which is the festival documentary on Wednesday. That's free. And then Wednesday night, there's a free Irish jam session at the local coffee and wine bar. If you like biking or just walking around, Harmony State Park is down there. It's a little corner of Indiana that I knew nothing about, really, until I started the festival, Greg.
Now, Saturday night, you've got the big finale concert, and you've brought in Fred Child from Performance Today. How did you get Fred interested in your project?
It's a deep, dark secret there. When he was a host at WNYC in New York City, we met at a wedding. It happened to be Judy Collins' wedding. I was playing bagpipes for it, and he was an invited guest, and I was the hired help. And he said, "I play Scottish small pipes." I'm like, "What?" You know, so I said, "Well," and he said, "and I'd love to have some lessons." And so he was my student a long time ago. We have had a 15-year dialogue about the nature of chamber music. And frankly, it's a total admiration society because I believe that PT and what he and his producer up there are doing for chamber music in America is really, really important. So I asked him. I invited him over to the roof in New York City this year, and I had a good bottle of wine, and I said, you know, I made sure he had a glass or two, and I said, Fred, would you like to come to this festival? He said, I'd love to. I said, hey, how about host our live broadcast? And he said, he was excited to do so, and he knows many of our musicians that are coming too.
And the musicians that are playing on that concert are the same musicians that are teaching at the school?
I was just saying earlier today to my father that, you know, I have a great desire to compensate the musicians properly and that they are, you know, well-fed, well-housed, and depart with, you know, not having had to spend the week at a loss. Because they're teaching from 9:30 till 3:30 in the afternoon, then there may be some rehearsals, and then there's an evening concert. Now, granted, not every musician is playing the entire concert. You know, each one is responsible for maybe 10, 15, 20 minutes, and that's the purpose of having a stable of musicians. Just like mostly Mozart or Marlborough, they interact, and it's actually that coming together that creates such extraordinary energy on the stage, which was captured in our documentary on Harmonista. Incidentally, if listeners are interested to hear or see a little bit of that, they can go to the website, to newharmonymusicfest.com. But if you go there and kind of scroll down, it'll carry you to WNIN, Public Broadcasting in Evansville, Indiana. And Steve Berger and everybody down there on the TV and the radio station have been so incredible. I mean, the only way, Greg, that we're ever going to reach out to larger audiences is through public broadcasting because we have only limited venues. I mean, the audience experience at the music festival is great because there's only 125 to, say, 250 people in each venue. So if we're ever going to reach a larger audience, we have to do it this way through, and we love public broadcasting. And I think that's really why Fred Child wanted to come and host.
That and the wine.
That and the wine, yeah. I'm kind of like an onophile, as they say.
The New Harmony Music Festival and School will be broadcasting that concert Sunday, July 21st at 3 o'clock. The festival takes place July 7th through 13th in historic New Harmony, Indiana. More details at newharmonymusicfest.com. Christopher Lair, thanks so much for spending some time with us.
Oh, it's wonderful to see you, Greg, and thanks so much to WBAA for the support. We really appreciate it.